You've heard of Hollywood, but how about Ollywood, which is also making a name for itself across the world? It's based in a small shed in Norwich where a man is making enchanting fairy houses and a host of other charming crafts which people love. Millions of folk from America to Australia have been looking at and enjoying the online video of him making a fairy house, a Norfolk one, of course. Isn't it wonderful? Said city-born Ollie Lane. I am a very lucky man. He is also a very talented man. His delightful and magical creations are capturing the hearts of people of all ages, and you'll be surprised at how many people believe in fairies. And why wouldn't they? For most of his life, he's worked as a sound and lighting engineer, travelling all over the place. But thanks to his dad, there was always a craftsman struggling to get out. He was my inspiration. He was always in his shed making things like wooden boxes and carving wood on his lathe when I was growing up, and he used to let me help him, said Ollie. As a sound engineer, I was working away, so I decided I'd had enough of travelling and wanted to get back to my roots in Norwich. So I started making things out of wood and selling them at craft fairs, he explained. And it was at one of these fairs that he was asked by a woman if he could make a fairy house for her back garden. He said he'd have a go. Ollie made what he thought would be a place where the fairies lived, using a section of tree trunk into which he cut openings for windows and a door and then added a roof. It was pretty basic, but she liked it, and one thing led to another, he said. He posted a video of himself making a fairy house on Facebook, and the response was quite extraordinary. Suddenly, all these likes winged their way to me from all over the world, not just Europe, but America, Australia, and New Zealand. Millions and millions of people have been taking a look at me making a fairy house. It's lovely, he said. Today, Ollie is busy in his shed making not just fairy houses, but a whole host of wooden objects, from candle holders to a games table. And I have to say, I've got here a picture of one of his fairy houses, and it is an absolute delight. The trunk stands upright, about three, four foot high, and all the windows are misshapen. There's a dear little door with a footplate and a little porch overhang, and then up the side of the trunk is a little rickety ladder leading to a ledge, and then another rickety little door, and under the eaves of this lovely shingled roof with a dear little chimney. Oh, now if I was a fairy, I'd just love it.